7:42. It is a Wednesday morning. It is a VIP day today.
Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Bob. Melanie, are you coming over here to take over the my side?
She got a little tissue, you know, behind the scenes. Melanie's really sad about her picks last week.
That's it. I have a snotty nose.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. Well, I think she's crying.
I do too.
That is the truth.
Did you grab me one?
Yeah.
Yes. Everybody else need a tissue?
James might.
Yeah. James might need a tissue.
Andrew's smiling over here. Let's get to it, guys.
Yeah.
Get to the meat here.
Man alive. What a week.
Yeah.
Woo.
I will say James Timberlake called the 24-point spread on the Pittsburgh-Texas.
Yeah, that went about the way I thought.
Yeah,
it was
you like that. You were spot on that, brother. That was awesome.
Too bad it didn't help your point total.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, that's all
I
right.
Wish it did.
Hey, you know,
but you were wondering about that in the third quarter?
Yeah,
because it was 7-6.
I hope it's there was a point
game,
where I was
basically.
Like, well, but God, was then it happened.
Was that one of those games you're just like, wow,
boring.
Is something going to happen on this thing
know,
or
so
what? You know,
and that's the game the Steelers have been playing literally all season.
Yeah.
And
yeah, they just have been playing horrible teams all year.
That was a letdown game after the games before that.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, everything was within 4 points. Yeah.
The
New England
prime, the primetime games to end the week were very disappointing.
Yeah. Mike Tomlin just let himself go.
Yeah, he said, "I'm done." That guy's gonna have a heck of a career on TV. Let me tell you, though, that guy, he can go wherever he wants.
Yeah, he's
or
a
home.
Stud.
He's or home too. I mean, I think he'd be okay with that too.
His wife doesn't want him home. That guy's too intense. He needs to chill out a little bit.
Here's your crazy stat of the day: Mike Tomlin is only the third coach in the history of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
What?
So they're gonna hire their fourth coach in the history of that franchise. They've had three coaches ever.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
that's
wild. They're the second winningest franchise of all time.
Well, here's a thought: Why doesn't Aaron Rodgers just step in?
Ooh, boo!
Ooh, I don't know.
Boo!
He needs to just retire. Right?
I would say I think Pittsburgh would probably if we want
but
that.
But Aaron Rodgers should be a coach somewhere instead of offensive coordinator.
Maybe little guy football.
Yeah, exactly.
Is there? Well, I don't know with all the. Reading his lips throughout that game is not good. I really did feel bad for Aaron Rodgers.
He had a
he's just so smart.
He was that was a perfect way for the career to end. I think for him, I think kind of
just
40
get shellacked.
Yeah, getting shellacked
behind
all the time. Threw a pick six to end it all, and I was like, this feels like the end.
He should realize he can't move.
Yeah, exactly. Well, right. I mean, even Peyton Manning was like, towards the end of his career, he's like, I can't do this anymore.
He wanted to be Tom Brady, and he is not Tom Brady. No. That's all I got to say.
No. And it's unfortunate because quarterbacks like that, they wait so long and then they go out and it's so, then everybody's going, it's about time you go out.
Yeah.
You know,
fizzle.
Rather than, he's going to go out. What a bummer, you know?
I would not have picked him in fantasy. That's all I'll say.
Well, yeah. Even Tom Brady went out on a loss.
Yes, he did. That's right.
Even though he had six championships, he ended the career on a loss.
I don't know if it looked that bad, though.
No. Nobody will forget that. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah.
Boy, man, if you're looking for a head coaching position, get your resume.
Only half the
league.
Yeah.
They're just going to stir it all up, and all the messes are going to go everywhere.
That's exactly right. It's
usually what
happens. Yeah.
Almost half of the NFL is looking for a new coach.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Wow.
This whole parody stuff that we had this year, I want to know exactly who's winning next year.
Yeah.
None of this mess.
I don't think so, Chuck.
No,
I think from here on out, I think it's all going to be, there's going to be a lot of parody going on.
Yeah.
Which is fun.
P-A-R-O-D-Y.
Right.
Parody.
Yeah.
Parody.
Yeah.
It's all funny at this point out. Yeah.
R-I-T.
Yeah. Well, our weekly winner this week was Seth Hiller. And
FNB, woohoo!
Yeah, Seth, 18 out of 18. He nailed it.
Nice work, Seth.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good for him.
Seth is an FNB employee.
He is. He's our CFO.
So,
there you go.
Wow. Oh, he's going to get $100 in chamber bucks from Andy Koltiska at C21.
Good job.
So. TFO, the guy knows the numbers.
He knows the numbers.
He's a numbers guy.
Yeah. He's probably got it invested already somewhere, right? Yeah. Hey, congratulations, Seth. Seth Hiller, our weekly winner, 18 out of 18. He picked Houston 27-7.
I'm hoping he'll use that to sponsor me to have a ticket to the game this weekend in Denver.
Pass it along.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Okay, that's the most important part about the whole thing.
Can you imagine what tickets are going for in the Buffalo-Denver game?
They're probably not cheap, I would imagine.
I checked. It's like $500 lowest.
Nosebleed?
Yeah.
$500.
Sherpa level is
the last row of the stadium.
Yeah. It'll be freezing cold on a Sunday, January. Yeah. Or Saturday, excuse me.
$500 to reserve a urinal.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's going to be gross.
It'll be warmer in there.
Whatever it is now, Invesco, Mile High, I can't even remember what it is.
Right, yeah, it is Invesco.
Yeah, it's going to be gross.
I heard $17,000 if you want to enjoy the game in
if you
luxury.
Really wanna, yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
if you really want to see, you can come to my house for like $250.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, I'm inviting everybody.
$2.50,
$250.
Yeah,
that's
what I'm for.
Yeah.
And the beer is
BYOB. Yeah, of course, brother.
$2,500, you get to Chuck's house.
And who
I'm going to run that past
who do they have to cheer for?
I redact that.
I like it. Congratulations, Seth, and thanks to Mandy Koltiska, Century 21 BHJ. She was our weekly sponsor, and $100 in chamber bucks going to Seth. So congratulations, Seth, and thank you, Mandy. This week, $100 to the Wyono Bar and Grill.
Hey,
a
good
gift
place
card.
To watch the game,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah. $100 gift card to the Wyono Bar and Grill could be yours if you are our weekly winner. Let's look at our weekly winner and the VIPs. Gee, I hate to start out with Melanie.
We haven't talked about Melanie first in a while.
Not much. You went out on the limb, but
I did.
I give you credit for going. You know, I'm going for it.
Yes,
you know?
Gotta pick a couple chances there.
Thing. Yeah, exactly. We're not
didn't
in
pan
first.
Out,
we're
okay.
Not holding on to a lead. We're trying to catch them.
Yeah, exactly. So you throw. Sometimes you just gotta throw it all out there, and you did. So I commend you for that.
It's fine. It's all fine.
It's okay. You got two out of six.
You did
right?
Horrible. You're all right.
Is what we're saying.
Yeah, Jamie's okay.
I'm okay with that. Because I'm not last place this week.
Jamie's going, it's not me.
It's
all good.
Magic. tough week for you, but I give you credit for going out there. So, because, you know, in this the way these games are going, you never know.
Yeah.
So. And Jamie, armchair, 9 points.
Yep. You know what?
He picked
a couple right upsets.
Words
yeah. And honestly, I was thinking Pittsburgh, that would have been a great upset.
Right.
But
you know,
before
the game, three of the four people, the announcers, picked Pittsburgh. So it was interesting.
And you didn't pick anything till just before
I
the
didn't.
Game.
I know.
That's
kind of
wondering.
She was playing the field.
Yeah. She's like,
well,
ooh.
I was waiting for this goofy people to pick.
Before,
and then they picked Pittsburgh. I was like, but okay, maybe it's
but
not
I
a bad
confident,
pick.
But I was confident, you know, going into the
pick.
Third quarter, like it was 7-6. I was like, oh, well, there's a chance. And then it just went
right.
sideways.
Yeah. Maybe.
Confident. I was barely watching the game. Point in time. It's like, geez, this isn't going to get any better. 9 points, Jamie. Congratulations. And right alongside with you, your boss. Good luck, Chuck.
Hey,
nine
I'm right
points.
In the middle, feeling good. Is that
oh, my gosh.
When do you
feeling
stop feeling good about being in the middle? You
said that week one.
I know. Honestly, if I'm nothing but I'm consistent, Chicago.
Yeah.
I love it. That was like one of those games. Like,
and you said you were picking Chicago.
I did, and I was like, my son-in-law is a total diehard Green Bay fan, so we were talking about it, and so I'm like, I kind of felt that Chicago was not this year. I thought maybe, just because they, like, how many fourth quarter comebacks can you have?
Right.
Apparently a lot.
I know.
Yeah. So it was a win-win for me there, and then Buffalo beating Jacksonville, what a game. Josh Allen's a superstar. And I'm okay with that, too. So here we are in Philadelphia. Whatever.
So happy.
Whatever.
Yeah. So happy.
There's my picks.
9 points for Chuck. James.
Yep.
Second place
I
for
made
the
one,
week.
I made one wrong pick, and here I am in second.
because the point total changes as we get into the playoffs.
Now, so are there six real dynamic points apiece, I believe, if I remember right?
And we're dropping.
We're dropping a week.
Dropping
a
game. Dropping a week that you had a bad score. Mm-hmm. So, James, 12,
not ideal.
12 points this week.
First time
Jacksonville blew it. They blew it for me. I thought they were going to pull it off, but they blew it. Here we are.
And for the first time ever.
Not ever.
Come on, Bob.
Okay, all right. That was an exaggeration. It was good drama there. Melanie had the drum roll going,
I got you back.
15 points for the week, Andrew.
Worked out good. It was a good,
put good weekend down. Of games. Stop doing that celebration.
He's all puffed up.
Yeah.
He is. He's ready to put some pads on.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm not comfortable, though. I'm just got to find a way to not screw it up.
Yeah, this is where it gets hard, brother.
15 for Andrew for the week. So let's look at the overall total this week. Jamie, Melanie, 169 apiece.
The bottom again, Jamie. Here we are.
Well, this week's going to be good.
Yeah.
I'm going to go all out.
Everybody,
I'm going all out.
It's about time.
Yeah, right. This is where I'm going to take the lead. Yeah.
No. Sorry, Jamie.
I know. Yeah. No, you're not.
It's the playoffs. Go big or go home.
That's right. Yeah. Andrew, 169 magic.
Here we go. Nothing to lose, Jamie. Here we go.
She's going for it.
Yep.
Okay. The question is, will Chuck right in the middle, Magara?
Yeah.
That's the hard spot.
Yeah.
172.
I'm there. I'm looking at James, and you guys just pick. I'll tell you who to pick, okay?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Follow Chuck's lead. 172, middle of the pack, third place, Chuck. Second place, James. He's finally moved down one slot.
I tripped and fell a little bit.
It was that Jacksonville.
The classic tortoise Broncos and the hare game. Situation. I was the hare, and here I am. I'm a little gassed out.
Yeah. No kidding. But
nonetheless.
Jacksonville's quarterback.
Trevor Lawrence.
He's got the best hair in the NFL.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I think he's sponsored by Head & Shoulders.
He is sponsored by Head & Shoulders. Yeah. You're totally right.
Kittle would take some notes from him.
Yeah.
Kittle's
I don't do the conditioner. I just do the shampoo.
It's fluid bath.
It's the organic stuff.
Yeah.
It's called grease. It's cool.
Yeah, that's probably closer. Yeah.
Gross.
Well, okay, now we got off on that tangent.
Yeah, I know. This tangent.
Nothing more organic than grease.
182 for James, and for the first time ever.
Come on. It might be, actually.
I think it is.
At this point in the year, it definitely is, yeah.
Remember when you used to be called first?
Yeah.
Call your name off first?
The rookie.
There's a lot of that, yeah.
We were contemplating calling you the caboose for a while. All
Our son has come.
Yes,
Andrew.
Love it.
Leading the VIPs. Woo! Overall
nice
point
work.
Score
Good job,
of 185. Five.
Yeah, every dog has his day.
Every
just got to hang on.
Every squirrel finds an acorn.
Yeah,
he
right.
found it.
We're going to have to do the speed round on the picks here with all the tangents. Yeah. I love
it. I know. 185. Andrew, congratulations.
Thank you.
Can he hold it? Andrew and I are in a quandary, though. Our two favorite teams, Buffalo and Denver, are playing each other.
Yep.
Tough one, Andrew. What do you think?
The Bills, I think they got three active wide receivers on the roster right now. Broncos are coming off a bye at home. I'm going Broncos.
Going Broncos. Jamie.
I'm with Andrew. I'm gonna go Denver.
Best defense in the AFC rested Denver.
No way. Buffalo.
Oh, I love it.
Oh.
I'm leaning Buffalo right now. They're supposed to get Ed Oliver back, which will be huge for them. This will be Denver's real first test in the playoffs. So I think I'm going to lean Buffalo for experience.
And what's not injured on Josh Allen right now?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
They're coming off a high. They are raring to go. Denver took a snooze.
Yeah. We'll see.
Denver's hearing all this chitter chatter about Josh Allen and Buffalo being favorite, and they're going to just it'd be a good game, but they're going to win. Shout out Tom.
San Francisco to Seattle, James.
Seattle. San Francisco's banged up, man.
Yeah, Seattle.
Yep, Seattle, I think, yeah.
It's a hard maybe. San Francisco.
It just wouldn't be a show.
Yeah, San Francisco. Yeah. Okay.
That's good. That's a bold move.
Yeah. He's going big.
I like it. Yeah.
I'm going to Seattle.
Seattle. Okay. New England at home. Houston. Melanie.
I'm going to go New England.
James.
I'm going Houston. New England hasn't played a defense like this, and I think Houston is legit.
Yeah, I'm tentatively hovering over Houston right now, but New England's really good, too, yeah. So I'm not sure yet.
I like the way you say I'm hovering over.
Yeah, right. I am, like my finger.
All right.
I'm thinking Houston myself.
I'm going to go New England at home.
I kind of agree with you.
This New England game, I think.
As good as the Texans' defense is, the offense is.
Stroud is.
Hard to watch.
Yeah, very true. I'll give you that.
That's true, actually. Yeah, don't forget that.
Chuck, the Bears are at home.
Oh, you know, brother. Let's go, Bears.
Going Bears?
Yeah.
All right.
The Bears.
The Bears.
Yeah, but it just don't go away. I'm going Bears.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Rams.
I'm going Rams as well.
She's going, I'm going for
it. They're not a team that gives up leads like the Packers do. I think they can go toe-to-toe with the Bears.
Yeah, it would be a good game. Those last two are going to be good games.
Those are going to be
probably MVP on the Rams, too. Matthew Stafford, I'm leaning Rams.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll see, though. Cold weather game. Yeah. Who knows how the Rams will show up and do that.
Soldier Field was packed.
Yeah. That was as happy as I've ever seen a Chicago Bears fan in my entire life.
Yeah, that was...
Rams, yeah. Bears.
It's kind of like the Montana State game.
Right.
Yeah. You know, like you beat your rival in the playoffs.
Finally, too.
Finally, yeah.
I love that, though, the rivalry between the Packers and the Bears.
Yeah, that was good. That was good drama.
They right? do not, they right. do not like each other.
No, the head coaches, I really think the head coaches don't particularly care for each other either. So yeah.
For whatever reason, too, I have no idea why Ben Johnson hates Matt LaFleur so much, but they hate each other.
Yeah, they don't. I love that handshake. It's like, whatever.
Yeah. that was going to be the opposite of that about a minute and a half earlier if the Bears didn't win then.
All right, we'll find out what happens, VIPs. Yeah. It's going to be an interesting week.
Oh, boy.
Going to be a lot of fun. And
we'll see who changes.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, that's right.
There's
going
to be some strategy.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. All right, have an awesome week. We'll see you back here next week.
Good. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you. It's the First Northern Bank, Carroll's Furniture, Pro Football Pick'em. What's going to happen next week? We'll find out. Have an awesome week. Have an awesome day. You're listening to KROE Sheridan.